This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's a fast-spreading, worrisome new variant of the coronavirus. And today, World Health Organization advisors are meeting in special session to dig deeper into this. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Advisors are holding the session to flesh out information about the variant that's emerged in South Africa, though its impact on COVID-19 vaccines may not be known for weeks. The Technical Advisory Group on the Evolution of COVID-19 is meeting virtually to discuss the so-called B11529 variant that's caused stock markets to swoon and led the EU to recommend a pause in flights to Southern Africa. The group could decide if it's a variant of concern, the most worrying type, like the well-known Delta variant, or a variant of interest, and whether to use a Greek letter to classify it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks have been plunging in Asia and Europe in reaction to news of the new coronavirus variant, which scientists say may be a more transmissible variant. Bigger crowds, higher prices. That may be what you find today at the stores as Black Friday kicks off the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. Shoppers are expected to pay as much as 17% more for toys, clothing, appliances, TVs, and other purchases on Black Friday this year, compared with last year. But the National Retail Federation's Catherine Cullen says after the pandemic lockdown, shoppers are ready to, well, shop.
Shoppers associate Black Friday, Thanksgiving weekend with great deals. So that's also a motivator for them. We also know that for gifts, people like shopping in stores for gifts because it lets them touch and feel a product, see it in person.
New England's expecting its first widespread snow of the season, heavy snow and gusty winds through Saturday. This is AP News. A rock star has tested positive for COVID. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has this story. I got my first real six-string.
Bryan Adams says he has now tested positive twice in a month for COVID-19. The musician posted on Instagram that the latest positive test came when he arrived at Milan Airport for a promotional event. The post features a photo of him in an airport room being tested and a second one of him in an ambulance being taken off for a more reliable PCR test. Adams, who is also a photographer, is in Milan to unveil the 2022 Pirelli calendar, which he shot. Among those featured in it are fellow musicians Iggy Pop, Jennifer Hudson, Saweetie, and Cher. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Dave Hickey has died. He was a prominent American art critic whose essays covered topics ranging from Siegfried and Roy to Norman Rockwell. Dave Hickey was 82. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.